He's everyone's favorite super scientist and revolutionary. He's got double the brains, double the courage, double the technology, but only half the life. Gordon Freeman is your hero tonight on Radio Game Theater. Brought to you by the Gravity Gun. You only need 2 G's to get the job done when you've got the Gravity Gun. Tonight's lighthearted tale is entitled Good Boy, Gordon.
I'm telling you, Magnuson, it's too easily destructible. You need to put more platine on it.
Kleiner, you're crazy. How else would a Magnuson device be destroyed if the plating's too strong?
Put a timed explosive inside? Would that really be so hard?
Oh! And where is this magical space, Behind the reactor? Next to the couplings? Perhaps I should just be barbaric and duct tape it to the outside. Have you even looked at my schematics?
Oh, you stubborn... Lamar agrees with me, right, Lamar?
Oh, get that thing out of here. This is a laboratory, not a petting zoo.
Why, it's Gordon Freeman. So good to see a fellow level-headed scientist around here. How goes the rebellion? Are we making headway? What's that, Gordon? What's wrong?
He's trying to tell us something.
I can see that. What's wrong, Gordon? Are the Combine attacking? Did one of Eli's experiments go haywire? Oh my! Alex is trapped underground in an antlion mound? We have to go warn Eli and get her out! Come on, Gordon!
Don't forget the Magnuson device!
Gordon Freeman and Dr. Kleiner travel across the compound to find Eli Vance, but an untimely explosion impedes their path.
Oh no! We're being invaded by zombies! I'm a man of science. I can't handle matters like these. Get them, Gordon! Yes, you're doing very well, Gordon. That's it. Make sure you get their heads. We don't want any of those head crabs running amok. Good job, Gordon. You really let them have it. Oh, but now our way is blocked by rubble. If we could just get this blast door open, we could get through. But it's locked from the other side. There's an air vent up there. Perhaps you can crawl through and open the door from the other side? I'd do it myself, but, you know, I'm a man of science. I can't go crawling around in air vents and such. Good man, Gordon. I'll wait here. Watch out for head crabs. I wonder how Lamar is doing. Good job, Gordon. I knew you could do it. Well, come on. Not a moment to waste.
The two super scientists make their way through the facility and finally to Dr. Vance's lab.
Ah, Gordon. Dr. Kleiner. Good to see you. What brings you down here to my corner of the world?
No time for pleasantries, Eli. Gordon here has told me that Alex is trapped underground in an antlion mound.
Alex!
We have to get a team together and get her out immediately! If not sooner.
Is this true, Gordon? We have to move quickly. I know a way underground. We can use the West Hangar, but I can't take you. Wouldn't be much help with this bum leg. Gordon, you get a team together, and Dr. Kleiner and I will stay here and help where we can.
Yes. Our place is here.
This is Dr. Vance. I need a support team at the West Hangar for a rescue mission ASAP.
Soldier 1, reporting.
Soldier 2 here.
Soldier 3, here.
Shouldn't we have names?
Yeah! Soldier 4 reporting.
Good. You're all here. You're going to accompany Gordon Freeman underground to rescue Alex in the mines. Gordon is a hardened soldier, so he will be on point. Follow his every command. Now go on. Get moving.
It will be an honor to serve underneath the great revolutionary hero, Gordon Freeman. Well, come on, Freeman. Let's go.
Bring her back safe, Gordon.
What will Gordon find underground? You'll find out when we return you to our thrilling tale of adventure in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Do you have problems moving large objects, including furniture, cars, crates of ammo, or drums of explosives? Well then, consider your problem solved with the Gravity Gun. The Gravity Gun is light enough for the ladies, but powerful enough for the men. The Gravity Gun can help you rearrange furniture, move those old boxes to the attic, repark your car without even unlocking the doors, or even help with that pesky zombie infestation. And with its compact size, there's no problem of storage. It's a great present for the husband or the wife, or even the kids. Come on, little Timmy. Let me show you how to really throw a ball. No job's too big or too small for the Gravity Gun. So remember, you don't need 3Gs, you don't need 4Gs. You only need 2Gs to get the job done when you've got the Gravity Gun. And now, back to our exciting tale of adventure with our hero, Gordon Freeman. When we last left Gordon and his team, they were heading down to the mines for a daring rescue mission. But it looks like they've run into some trouble.
It certainly is an honor and a privilege to work with such an important man, a key figure in the Combine Revolution. But we've run into a problem. The elevator for the mines is out. Someone's going to have to go down there and flip on the generator for the rest of us to go down.
But there's only that small hole. And it's sure to be filled with zombies and antlions. Not to mention the pools of toxic waste.
Yes, that's all correct. So, Gordon, think you can go down there? We knew we could count on you, Gordon. Go get 'em. We'll be waiting here for the elevator.
Couldn't we all just...
Shh. He's got this.
Warning. Biohazard detected.
Good job, Gordon.
Way to go, Gordon.
Freeman and his team continued down to the treacherous underground mines, fighting antlions and zombies as they go until...
I think I see something up ahead.
Who's there? Identify yourselves. Gordon? Is that you? Oh, Gordon, I'm so glad to see you. I knew you'd come for me. We have to get out of here. There's antlions everywhere.
We can't go back the way we came. There was a landslide and now it's blocked.
Well, we can take this tunnel, but it leads out into the middle of town and it's infested with Combine soldiers.
We could take them.
Yeah! Now that we have Gordon Freeman leading the way, those Combine won't stand a chance. Come on, let's go, Gordon.
With their new party member, the team continues their way through the antlion-infested cavern until they reach their destination.
Gordon, you're a real hero. I don't know what I would do without you around.
Uh-oh, we've got a problem. This is the entrance out, but it's guarded by snipers. We can't all rush out there. One person's going to have to make their way down the street and take out those snipers.
But there's tons of Combine in that street.
Someone should go while the rest of us provide cover fire. Gordon, can you go take out the sniper? I'll stay back here and provide support with this artillery gun. Go on. You can do it. Go on, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Gordon. I knew you could do it. You're such a good soldier.
Oh, no. The Combine are regrouping. Come on, let's get going before more dropships come in.
We lost Soldier 4.
Who cares, as long as we have Gordon Freeman.
All right. I think if we can get through this building, we'll be home free. It's locked!
I think one of the Combine dropped the key down the sewer. Filled with radioactive acid and mutants.
Gordon, you don't have to volunteer for everything. We can find another way around. All right, Gordon, if you're really set on doing this, just be careful. Don't worry, I believe in you, Gordon. Go on. You can do it. Go on, Gordon.
Hi, I'm a resistance fighter. I'm gonna join up with you guys.
Great, Soldier 4.
Actually, my name's Lewis.
No time for names. Sounds like Gordon's almost got that key.
Good boy, Gordon. I knew you could do it.
Gordon and his group continue their treacherous trek through the abandoned building and out into the countryside. They're almost home free. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it's not a friendly light.
Look, I can see the compound from here, just past those buildings. What's that noise? It's the Combine. They have a Strider. Gordon, we have to destroy the Strider before it gets to the base.
Gordon, this is Dr. Magnuson.
And Dr. Kleiner.
Yes, yes. Do you still have the Magnuson device? You have to use it. It's the only way to destroy the Strider.
I have a rocket launcher.
Quickly, Gordon. You're the only one who can do it. Use your gravity gun and destroy the Strider.
Gordon, you have to do it now.
Come on, Gordon. It's now or never. I believe in you. Oh no, it's crashing into the building. Gordon, look out!
Alex, are you all right? Anything broken?
See? What did I tell you? The Magnuson device works.
Oh, stuff your ego for 2 seconds, Magnuson.
Yeah, I'm fine, Dad. But where's Gordon?
I think your entire team is dead.
I don't see him around, Alex.
Well, obviously they're dead. Look at that arm lying over there.
Gordon? Gordon? Gordon?
Gordon, where are you? Are you all right? Gordon?
Gordon! Gordon! You're alive! I'm so happy you're not hurt. Oh, you're such a good boy, Gordon. I was so worried about you.
Well done, Gordon. I knew you could do it. Who's our favorite super scientist?
Oh, that's right. You are. Ooh.
Yes, yes. We all love Dr. Freeman. Now, can we get back in the lab? I feel naked without my experiments.
Hey, guys, I'm so alive here.
You've just heard the heartwarming tale of Gordon Freeman, America's favorite super scientist, right here on Radio Game Theater. Brought to you by the Gravity Gun. You only need 2 G's to get the job done when you've got the Gravity Gun. Tune in next week, faithful listeners, for more action and adventure on Radio Game Theater.